proclamation number 3983 dated the February 22, 1947. God's presence during spiritual conversations. Every spiritual conversation attracts my presence if it is earnestly conducted and there for people's own approval, but not their rejection, is recognizable. I participate in every conversation by straightening out each individual person's thoughts according to its nature, by allowing my spirit to become active in them so that it will instruct them from within. For this reason, spiritual conversations always meet my approval, even if they are conducted in a fighting mood when different opinions are upheld. Then I myself will speak through the person who tries to adapt himself to my nature, who has so shaped himself through love that he can hear my voice within, or who is able to voice clear thoughts which seem acceptable to every thinking human being. For I very happily stay where spiritual questions are discussed. They are, after all, the evidence that truth is sought and that I myself am the center of every spiritual debate. Consequently, I try to convey the truth to them, to organize their thoughts and guide them such that they will take the right direction and provide absolute clarity for people. However, the will for truth must be present. People should not merely argue in order to impose their own opinions but for the sake of truth itself. For this guarantees my presence, just as I will definitely keep my distance if a spiritual conversation is motivated by purely earthly interests, where thus, in the opposite instance, the debater's ultimate purpose is to displace me, to shake people's faith and to prove to them that there is no connection between heaven and earth, between people and their creator, and, therefore, where spiritual things are also discussed but only in my adversary's sense. That is where he will be present and confuse people's thoughts, so that they will lose all clarity in their thinking and never be able to find the truth. Where I am acknowledged, that is where I stay. Where I'm rejected, that is where my adversary stays, and the results of a spiritual conversation run accordingly. Yet people will greatly benefit if a person devoted to me participates in an opposing conversation, whom I myself can subsequently support and through whom I myself can speak in order to instruct people and divert them from their wrong thoughts. In that case, my presence is necessary, as well as possible, because a receiving vessel exists into which I can let my spirit flow. Then a spiritual battle will ensue, a battle of light against darkness in which people participate, and the success of such a conversation depends on the will for truth. However, I will bless all those who allow their thoughts to wander into the spiritual kingdom, for only they will be able to realize the truth if they seriously desire it. Amen.